This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. How do police and other emergency personnel know what to do if there should be a bomb or a gunman on a school campus? They rehearse those situations and practice their responses, which is what they were doing throughout the day yesterday on the vacant grounds of Santa Rosa Junior College, which is on spring break. So when a fictitious bomb was detonated shortly after 9 a.m., Kevin May, a 20-year veteran of the SRJC police force, was one of the first responders.
When they had the officer down from the explosive device in the quad area next to the building, I was one of the five officers that went in to go rescue him. Basically, we got in our tactical formation. We had a plan. We went in, found him. We didn't encounter any other explosive devices. We didn't encounter any other suspects. We were able to extract him from the area and bring him to the rescue personnel.
In that exercise, all the participants survived, but that wasn't always the case. Chase Covington, a community volunteer, was assigned the role of a masked gunman who became the object of a SWAT team search and played it to the hilt.
I ran around. I tried to be where they came in and shoot at them and then fall back and shoot at them. And I tried to shoot as many guys as I could. It's a big adrenaline rush. Definitely intimidating seeing a SWAT team coming in. You know, a lot of guys with guns and they look organized and intimidating, and you definitely start hearing your heart go really fast. It's just scary. They're scary. I could only imagine if it was a real-life situation, you would just be terrified.
His natural instincts lay with his hunters, though. Covington plans to enter the police academy next month. The day-long training exercises involved about 60 officers from Santa Rosa Police and Fire Departments, Petaluma Police, and the JC's Police Department. Sergeant Mike Tosti of the Santa Rosa PD explained that the participants were given only a rough idea of how the situations would unfold, including the simulated bad guys.
They're given a framework, and they're given kind of the do's and don'ts, and then they're free to ad lib with parameters, obviously, but it's not so structured that the guys on the other end, being SWAT, know exactly what's coming, or hostage negotiations team know what's coming. We tell them, get into the role. Do what you think, do what you've seen, whether it's in real life, you hear about in the press, on TV. Get into that role, make the training as realistic as possible.
Corinne Linder, a cadet with the SRJC campus police, reported in for the training with no real idea what she would be expected to do. She abruptly became an emergency communications dispatcher with her cell phone.
They were telling me that they heard shots fired, so they ran out of their classroom. They went to the adjacent room and hid under a desk and kept feeding me information. They're screaming, I know there's more students in here. I'm hurt. He got shot in his arm, and I just directed him to, if he could, apply pressure, stay concealed, and to relay any information to me that he sees, any voices, descriptions, etc. It's pretty realistic if you get in the right mindset, because this is it. If you mess up, this is the place to mess up, not on a real active shooter.
And at that point, she cut the interview short.
I'm getting a text. We've got three more suspects with guns, and they won't let him go. So I've got to go relay this to command.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.